rest your head, you weary children, and let me tell you a story. A story that takes place in a little village high up in the mountains, right around Christmas time. The story of Krishmaborgen. That year, snowfall after snowfall after snowfall, like a bunch of cold blankets tossed onto a bed, cloudy and gray, and, as I mentioned, very, very cold. But people still got along as best they could, and still tried to have warmth in their smiles. In this village, there was a little boy named Howard, who liked hockey and sledding and snowmen, and Christmas lights, and all types of fudge, and very much liked Jenny, a little girl in the village who really didn't like winter or Christmas time very much at all. But not much you can do in the mountains, except one day, during church, about a week before Christmas time, it was all just slightly too much to bear.
Forget ye not the spirit of this Christmas, which, in all its bounty of grace and glad tidings, is that of love.
I wish we didn't have to come here.
Yeah, it's a little bit boring, but, I mean, I kind of like it. It sort of gives me comfort.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
We know not true warmth until it be shorn and knitted into a warm sweater. Gladness, glad tidings, indeed. And what a celebratory and exciting time in the church calendar when we are in eager anticipation for the miracle. And somehow, even though it happens year after year after year,
oh my goodness,
yet still the sense of anticipation and excitement is always renewed. And we are just as happy this year as next year, as we will be next year, and the year after, 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 and the year after.
I'm so sick of this!
I say, well, what does that, who's it?
Jenny, maybe you want to excuse yourself?
It's just so stupid!
Inappropriate thing to be sounding in the middle of the service in this spirit of gladness and anticipation that should be sacrosanct among the and I am outraged.
Hey, Jenny, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't have stormed out like
Look,
that.
Look, I'm sorry, it's just, this is so dumb.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, parts
it's
of it
just,
are really
it's
dumb.
It's fake. It's just a pagan festival so that people won't feel so sad about it being dark and cold.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I guess, is that really a bad thing?
It's just dumb.
Yeah, but, I mean, what, well...
Sorry, I don't like this time of year.
And with that, Jenny stormed home and slammed the door.
Well, okay, that was Miley Cyrus with my two front teeth. Up next, we got some One Direction just out with a new Christmas album on KMPP 98.7, The Wiener, your home for Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Jenny, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Well, you know, that's a hell of an exit.
I really just don't want to talk about it right now.
All right.
Hey.
Hey. I was just making sure you're all right.
I'm fine.
Okay. I guess what we were talking about earlier, my grandmom always did this thing for Christmas from, like, you know, this old tradition where, you know, it was a fun thing where you just, you know, you got around and you sang and danced, and it was a lot of fun, and I was thinking, like, maybe we could get some people together and get something like that going, and...
I just don't handle the cold very well, but thank you.
It'd be fun.
Right now, I just want to be alone for a bit. Sorry, just...
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. See ya.
Howard was feeling blue. To see Jenny down in the dumps every year at wintertime made him very sad. Later that night, as he lay in bed, he thought about when he was much younger, those fun nights with his grandmum that had made wintertime so special in the first place. Oh, how he wished that Jenny could experience something like that too. He couldn't remember what sort of saint or mountain imp or spirit or whatever else it was, but he called out a little prayer and wished with all his heart that whatever it was, it would come and help him now. Been dreaming. He wasn't sure. Maybe he'd fallen asleep, but nonetheless, there was a strange feeling in the air, a strange glow coming from his window, a noise, cheering, singing, laughing, getting closer, more joyous, louder even, closer still. Then... it seemed to be just outside his window.
Schmiggy Morgendorg! Ha ha! King, you are correct! Young man, open your window.
What?
Meaning Borg! Yes, indeed! Ha ha!
Who are you?
Floopenderp Schnerp? His Majesty is correct. Don't you remember, Howard?
No, I'm sorry, I don't remember a flying carriage.
Sitting the Krishmaborgen.
Your grandmother, boy. The festivals, remember?
Wow. No, no. This is probably just a dream. I must have fallen
asleep. No, Howard. Ishamur or the poor or the loose.
Indeed, Your Majesty. Yes, Howard, you sent out a call for the King of Dreams, and here he is, and here am I, Munchiar, here to help you share love and happiness.
Pretty sure, bark, bark.
But why are you...
Yes, Howard. We mean, specifically, your seasonally depressed friend.
Jenny?
Herg.
Well, but she usually just, you know, likes to stay home, and probably we should just...
Nonsense! We'll show her the best time!
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't know if we necessarily want to force...
Shee-loop, flip, googie-goo, sugaroo, in the courage.
Ha-ha! Indeed, His Majesty is correct. Get in, Howard.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like it would be an incredible adventure, but I just really honestly don't know how well it's going to be received. And again, like, it's... I don't necessarily think this is something we want to...
Get in, Howard!
Howard was still unsure. He didn't suppose Jenny would enjoy being ordered into a strange floating carriage in the middle of the night. But everything was all just so fantastic and fanciful, and something inside him made him feel that he should take the ride. Who knows, he thought, this might become a splendid adventure.
Sure, why not?
Carriage whisked away. Flying over the trees and houses of the village. Down below, everything looked like a big Christmas tree laid on its side, little globes of light sipping past under tow. Finally, they came to Jenny's house.
Ha ha! Look through the window. She's studiously reading that book.
Well, I mean, you know, she has problems sleeping sometimes.
Nonsense! She is a truly gifted and sagacious young woman.
Fili flupin trugul.
Ha ha! Yes, His Majesty is correct. Howard, call out
really,
to her.
Really, I still don't know if this is such a good
burk,
idea.
Burk, 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 burk.
Come now, Howard.
Well, I guess we're already here.
Jenny.
Kiki ugul.
Yes, Your Majesty, he should yell louder.
Jenny! Jenny!
Huh?
Jenny! Jenny!
What?
Jenny!
Oh my goodness. What are you doing?
Hey! Well, so this is that thing I was talking about, the festival and all that? This is, Krishma Borgenborg, the King of Dreams, who, he's got a Christmas time festival at his castle in the clouds.
Olga Snoopy Floopadoo.
Ha-ha! Yes! Join us!
I mean, do you want to go?
No.
I mean, I just think this would be a nice thing, and it'd be fun, and...
I'm not getting inside a floating carriage to go to a cloud castle.
Nonsense! Get in!
But, you know, I remember it from when I was younger. There's food, and people sing songs, and it's just a real nice time, and I think you'd enjoy it.
I don't think that I wouldn't. I don't want to go in the middle of the evening.
Krishmi Borgenborg is correct. That is nonsense. Now get in!
Hee Dugan Schmirk!
Hey!
And so Jenny was hoisted into the carriage, which then zipped and shoomed through the sky. They whirled through the clouds like a boat over rapids. Up, up, up! Onward, faster, bathed in moonlight, pleasant, beautiful, enchanting.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night.
And then they arrived. A massive and marvelous castle, spires jutting up like lances thrust in victory, a splendid sheen of glinting ivory, a presence both stunning but inviting. Griffins, eagles, large but happy winged bats, creatures large and small of every imaginable shape flew and bounded around the castle. The moonlight reflected off the walls, making it look as though it were made of stardust. And then Howard remembered everything, being a young boy and afraid of wolves in the forest, thinking he could see bright red eyes in the trees, how his grandmum told him about Krishmaborg. King of dreams coming in the carriage on a night just like this, and how magical and lovely it was. He hoped this would be just as lovely. The carriage flew over the walls and into a large, open window near the top of the keep tower. Amid flares of brassy horns, the thunder of drums, and the flutter of reeded instruments, the carriage settled gently in the middle of a large banquet hall lined with elaborate and gilt tables. A large host of creatures, humanoid and otherwise, were seated and cheering.
Yes, my wondrous friends, how happy it is to be this near Christmas time yet again. How joyous we feel to be able to act.
Jenny and Howard were announced as the guests of honor and seated at a large table next to Krishmaborgen in a large hall, warm and aglow from many torches. There were all sorts of creatures there, dressed in bright and fanciful clothes, all excited to greet their special guests.
Now, my esteemed ladies and gentlemen and monster creatures, let us have, as always, a solemn song of praise and thanks for the bounteous feast laid before us. Friends, hark!
Sweden's mountains green, and was the holy ham of Bork in Sweden's pleasant kitchen seen,
and in the
among those dark satans.
Glorious. Now, let us eat.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom
nom.
Nom
nom.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. But why is everyone stuffing their faces like
this? Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. That's kind of weird.
Working work. Open Zerp de Schmerkeeter.
Indeed! It fits the spirit of revelous exuberance.
Well, I'd like to have a...
Well, yeah, I don't really remember this part.
Stop! No more eating! Now we will be sung to! Yes. First, here is a young man who lets his music do his talking. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you join me in welcoming down to the center of our... Oh, what ho!
Schmooger!
Who knocks on the door? Throw open the door! Hey, Gengivivel! What? You started without us? Oh my! But it is Chester McKitty and his Walmart Singers! But we thought you had work tonight.
Well, yeah, but we do get breaks, you know. We were stopping by hoping we could grab a bite to eat.
Ooh. Well, you see...
Ye broken dwarg.
Indeed. His Majesty, as the rest of us, sincerely apologize, but...
Well...
You missed the nom-nom time.
That figures. I'm used to it.
Can have some of ours.
Hmm?
Have some of ours.
Miss Jenny, you haven't ate all of your num-num.
I don't care. I want Chester to have some. Howard has some extra food, too.
Yeah, I do. It really doesn't matter to me. Please have some.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Well, thank you very much. Well, so, Chester, how goes the holiday rush?
Well, I've been scheduled for the 3 days before Christmas. Christmas from 6 until close, and then the next 2 days after Christmas on doubles. All of us have.
Indeed, Your Majesty, that does sound rather excessive. But Chester,
Don't you wish to be with your friends or family?
Well, yes, obviously. But I don't have much of a choice. Tis the season, right, fellas? Hit it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We've just had our corporate inspection with a list of corrections we'll pretend to adhere. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the day. We're all tired and perspiring, but the boss is conspiring to have us stay late. It's the most wonderful time of the day. When you work for low wages, you lose all your patience for trifles both petty and big. And later at home, when you're sore to the bone, it's so tempting to just start to drink. It's the most wonderful time of the week. For we've gotten our pay from that horrible place, now let's buy some whiskey. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Examine your check, you'll miss overtime money your own that they've stole. It's the most wonderful time of the year. When your nerves are all shaking and your spirit is breaking, cause of crook profiteers. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, that just about eats up our break. Time to quit kitten around. We'll see you guys later. Have a good night, fellas.
And a glorious evening to you.
Yeah, Chester.
Sure thing. Ich nu floopen flooper googen.
That's it?
Huh?
You're just going to let him go back out into the cold and work himself into the ground?
That's stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, how lucky we are to be regaled by Mr. McKitty. And now, as previously mentioned, a young man of immeasurable talent, joined tonight by his sister. Young man, step forward and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Barry Begus, and this is my sister, Carrie Begus.
Hi.
And my other sister, Terry Begus.
Hello.
We're going to sing a song. We're going to sing a song. 1, 2, 3.
The first Noel, the angels did say, unto certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No. The King of Israel.
Lovely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be treated to an immeasurable performer who, despite some issues in the past, has explicitly promised to not inappropriately reveal himself this year. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking, of course, about Duke Cordial, who, very soon, and with elaborate stage production and staging and costuming, will regale us anew with a heartwarming song about mistletoe.
You having fun?
Sure. No, this has been really nice.
Is it all right?
It's just, what are we doing?
How do you mean?
Indeed. What?
Well, why are you spending time trying to make us laugh and have fun when there's just so many other people who could use it?
Durgin Schmurkin.
Well, I mean...
We didn't need this.
What?
You should be helping other people.
Yeah, but I just wanted to...
I know, it's... It's just... how I feel.
Each year around Christmas time, as I lay down for the night, I'm plagued by horrible dreams of sad and grotesque scenes of some.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to do something really nice. Because, you know, I mean, you do really nice things all the time. And, you know, and it's just...
But you don't have to.
Cold.
I know that you want to do nice things, but you already do nice things. I know you appreciate nice things. What are you laughing at?
Ha-ha! Well, here's the true purpose of Krishma Borgen. Bork.
Bork, 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 bork.
What do you mean?
He flurky snurky, herby krishmy borg. He boogie forty, snee herby derp. He mershy borg, he flurky nee slur. He flurp and snee burp, snee diggy borg. And herky herd, herdy sneevy flurk. And when you love, you love and surky burk. For herky smurky schnit, flicker beaterk. Oh, no, but do not tucker, dinny furdy sturdy hurt. Because the hurt is the muscle that will need to work out the most. But it doesn't matter if he cold or hurt. He flirt and he ziggy snurk, he snurk. Love, love, it hurt the 34 king to you. He flirt, he sneaky burnt, and sleek, and murky sturt. Love, love.
And they lived happily ever after.